that you get in a lifetime. This is a very young season right now. There's a lot at stake on this football game. But for what you pay the price for, there are great rewards.
Are you ready?
Live from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is The Blitz with Rick Butler, Chance Collins, and Brandon Orrick.
Welcome to another edition of The Blitz live on Fan Run Radio, FM 105.7 AM 1340, streaming online at fanrunradio.com. Good morning, Charlie. Good morning, Chance.
Good morning, Brandon.
I am not Rick Butler.
You are not. Kind of echoes.
Yeah, I don't know how well I can hear that.
You can't.
Rick is off today. Little under the weather.
Is your mic not on, or my headphones just not plugged?
I think it's just the it's the mask, speaking through the mask.
No, my headphones are just sitting down by my feet.
No, oh, yeah, it usually helps if they're plugged in.
Yeah, that won't help you either, Charlie.
On this Halloween Eve, October 30th, 10:05 on your Friday. Charlie, you are dressed as a pumpkin. Chance, you are dressed as
Darth Santa.
I'm not sure if you're Santa Claus wearing a Darth Vader mask or Darth Vader wearing a Santa Claus suit.
I'd like to say it's a little bit of both.
What are you dressed as, Brandon?
I'm dressed
as
myself.
Oh, the worst person on the planet. The kind of guy that says he's going to dress up for Halloween and then doesn't, and his friends do.
Okay, so first of all, I was going to go full sheet ghost. I was going to dress up as a ghost. But, I had to work yesterday, and
things didn't work out.
Rick told me he was going to get me a costume. He's going to go get a sheet, and it didn't happen.
So we need to blame Rick.
No, what we need to blame is Brandon. I mean, don't act like there's not a Walmart open 24 hours a day that you could have
bought.
They're not anymore. That's very true. They are not.
COVID.
Yeah, they close at like 8 now, dude.
No.
This is serious.
I don't believe you.
It's been a real inconvenience for last minute items.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I can go to Walmart. Nope.
Nope. Can't.
Even out on Chapman Highway?
All of the Walmarts.
All of them.
I figured there were just no rules out there.
No. They have implemented the rules.
If anything, that'd be the Clinton Highway Walmart. That's where they'd be breaking the rules.
That's the one I go to.
Yeah. Me too.
Who knows? Maybe they would let me in. I don't know.
They might. But yeah, they've like shut that down to 8 or 9.
You're telling me you couldn't find a bed sheet anywhere?
Well, I mean, obviously I have bed sheets, but I didn't have just a solid white one to be a ghost. And then I could have stopped on my way in this morning, but then when I got here, I was like, oh, well, I don't have any scissors, so I can't cut out holes for the eyes.
You gotta
so
be careful with that.
What about knives?
Huh?
Knife?
Knife?
I just didn't want to.
He didn't want to dress up, Charlie. That's what happened.
He's basically,
he didn't feel like it, dude.
If the sheet would have been there, I would have dressed up. But it wasn't there.
Rick was like, "Oh, we're all gonna wear a costume. We're gonna take a picture. We're gonna tweet it out."
Rick making all this huge deal
about
Blitzoween. Halloween.
Blitzoween.
And he just went Nate Rancid meat.
Oh, Blitzoween. Where is the tribal? What is it?
The tribal chief.
The tribal chief on Blitzoween. He is MIA. That's missing in action.
He's spreading Halloween joy to all the boys and girls of Knoxville.
In his Prince costume. Did he get the Prince costume? No.
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 Oh.
There's going to be some smoke in the city. Smoke in the city.
But
it's Halloween Eve.
It is. It is. Friday.
We're going to get spooky today?
We might get a little spooky. We might finish off with some ghost stories at the end of each hour.
No, we haven't done. We haven't, like, went through the top 2020 Halloween costumes.
No, we can do that as well.
We haven't done our annual best horror movies.
It's another good conversation we can have. We'll get into that. We'll also look at the NFL and college football slate for the weekend. It's not great. It's not great. It's not the worst. I don't think it's the worst, but it's not great. Not very many good games going on this weekend.
Nah, it's not a lot.
We'll get to confidence picks later in the show. Charlie, what's the biggest news story today? Biggest story in sports.
The biggest story in sports. There's really not.
There's not a whole lot.
I guess you could talk about last Thursday night's game, like last night's Thursday night football game is like the biggest thing that happened in sports.
We'll get to that a little
bit. Who won that game?
The Falcons. Yeah. Falcons.
They actually won.
Yeah, they held on.
I said they were due for a win, but they didn't blow them out, right?
No. I think it was 25-17 or something like that.
I'm an idiot. The biggest story is Trevor Lawrence getting COVID.
Yeah, that's where I was going. Yeah. That's where I was going. That's where I was hoping
I thought you
would take
it. You might have sipped the tea on that one, yeah.
No, yeah, I just completely, just missed the mark there.
Yeah, Trevor Lawrence tests positive for COVID-19. We will break that down. What does that mean for college football? I mean, this is really the first time that, you've had a star player in college football kind of test positive for COVID. I mean, I know there have been other good players that have tested positive, but nobody as big as...
I thought they might come out. They have to shut it down. The biggest name in college football's got it.
And what is... The ACC doesn't have the policy like the Big 12.
ACC is just one. It's just 1 week. He just has to wait 1 week.
7 to 10 days.
Mm-hmm. So he should be back for Notre Dame is what I saw.
It's reportedly, quote...
Because are they off this weekend?
No, they
play Boston College.
But the thing is,
maybe
no.
Maybe
that offense can be just as good with DJ Uiagalelei, that I can't pronounce his last name, but
who?
He was like one of the top quarterback prospects of all time that just followed up Trevor Lawrence there, and he's the backup right now. DJ Uiagalelei.
Yeah, I see his name right here. I'm not going to even attempt.
Yeah, but they'll be just as okay with him. Because you can still hand it off to the best running back in America and Travis Etienne, and Uiagalelei can still sling that rock a little bit, you know. So as long as they can get Trevor Lawrence back for Notre Dame, I don't think it'll be even really a cause for concern at all.
Yeah, I think they should be fine. Like you said, I mean they're just playing Boston College this week. I would imagine that they're going to take care of business. Now, if it had been Notre Dame this week, that would have been interesting. Or if Lawrence somehow, if he can't get clear of it and continues to test positive and has to miss for the Notre Dame game, then I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
Can Clemson... I still think they're probably miles better than Notre Dame.
I don't know about miles. I think they're a two-score favorite.
Maybe,
than,
like, you know, double-digit yards better.
Maybe not the miles.
Like, we're looking at, like, 80 to 90 yards better.
But
maybe
I think
even
that,
a couple hundred.
I think that they might could give them a good game. I mean, they got solid quarterback, Ian Book. I mean, you need solid quarterback play to take it down the big teams, but
they can run the ball well.
Notre Dame's what, three? They're third right now.
Mm-hmm.
Are they?
I think they are. Like,
sure.
They just keep slipping.
Yeah, I don't think. I mean, are they really that good?
I mean, I don't know. They, to be fair, they haven't played much. They're four right now.
Yeah, four.
They haven't played much, but like 45-3 over a Pitt team that's not too bad. 52-0 over UCF, 27-13 over Duke, 42-26 over Florida State. But then there is the big stinker against Louisville where they won 12-7. So, like, I feel like, I don't know, I feel like they're pretty good-ish, maybe.
I guess we'll see in a couple weeks whenever they play Clemson, see how good they can be.
I mean, you never know. Like, I know Boston College is miles behind Clemson, but they could maybe potentially give them a scare this weekend with no Trevor Lawrence. I mean, how often have we seen that backup?
We've seen him every game.
I haven't watched any Clemson games.
He plays by halftime every game because they beat teams so bad.
Yeah, they're beating them so bad.
So he actually has gotten some pretty decent experience.
Nice.
They're getting to the point where by, like, the late fourth quarter, Dabo's just looking around like, hey, who hasn't played yet? Get in.
And who
anybody.
Who is their backup quarterback? Do you know his name?
Yeah, it's DJ. Well,
we tried. Ugalele.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a...
Ugalele.
Ukulele.
Yeah, I like to say ukulele. That's
what if we just go DJ U?
Yeah, that works for me.
Good. I'm glad we're all in agreement.
Ugalele. That's what I'm going to go with.
Ugalele. That's what it is. Ugalele.
Okay.
Okay, that's what we'll go
with.
If
you say it.
No, I think that just, like, something just came back to me there from watching Clemson second halves, hoping that they don't win by more.
Well, that's what we'll go with. 865-546-8200 is our number if you want to get in on the G3 hotlines. We are broadcasting live in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we will dive into last night's game. We'll get in, take a look ahead at some of these games coming up this weekend. As we get you ready for the college football weekend, Tennessee's bye week. Listen to the Blitz on Fan Run Radio. /10:19 back on the Blitz. Listen to Fan Run Radio live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. As we know, Tennessee is on a bye this week. We will not face the sting of defeat this week, Charlie. We will not lose.
That was my trivia name last night. Can't lose to the bye week.
Nice.
Nice one.
Except I feel like we could find a way, but I don't know. We haven't yet.
We have not yet. Haven't talked as much Tennessee this week. I mean, there's not a lot to break down as far as X's and O's and on the field. Just kind of been taking inventory, seeing where we are as a program through 2.5 years of Jeremy Pruitt, halfway point of this season, kind of where we stand as a football program. A week from tomorrow, you go to Arkansas in a game that, and I know we've talked about it, but feels cliche to say must win, but I mean, I think that Arkansas game for Jeremy Pruitt and this staff, you've got to find some way to win that game. Pruitt talked about what they've done so far this week. Said they've been working a lot. I couldn't find the quote directly. Give me a minute, and I'll try to find it. But said that they hadn't been working too much on Arkansas specifically this week. Been doing a lot of self-assessment. Got to get their self right before they can focus on the opponent. I mean, how do you all feel heading into this week? Looking at Arkansas coming in next, or going to Arkansas next week, where are y'all at?
Yeah, I mean, you'd like to have your team in a position where you can spend, you know, a little extra time preparing for your opponent on the bye week. But the unfortunate, something in my throat. The unfortunate circumstance is that you're not a good enough team right now that you can afford that time, and you do have to fix yourself. And the bye week, if used correctly, can really be a huge factor in your season. If you can use this as a time to maybe try to simplify some things where there's still confusion, to self-scout, to maybe, you know, give a couple guys a chance to try new positions. I know Kenny Solomon, for example, he switched positions this week from corner to wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
He's very, very, very fast. You know, and it just gives you an opportunity to try some new things and to come back together, to get kind of that vibe you had going into the season, where you don't have to spend every second of a week worried about the next opponent. You can work more technically, and you can just kind of mentally regroup. So I like that we're seeing that, and I feel like we could see a somewhat different team a week and a day from now.
Now, last year, the bye week was after the Florida game, so between Florida and Georgia. I can't remember. See if you can help me here. Did JG get hurt, or did they go to Maurer after the bye week? Did they? Because
Maurer, they went to Maurer for the Florida game in the second
half. They went to him in the second half. Gotcha.
And then they started him against Georgia.
They started him against Georgia.
And they were a completely different football team last year after the bye week. That is tide of the season turned, when they played fearless against Georgia and threw for a couple long touchdowns and played very hard.
That's where I was going with that. After you had the bye week, and then after the bye week, they go with Brian Maurer to start against Georgia. Do you think we see anything like that this week, this year, where you go into the bye week, you give some of these guys, whether it's – I don't think it's going to be Harrison Bailey. I think it's going to be Maurer or Shrout, if anybody. But do you think anybody besides JG has a chance to start next week against Arkansas? Going in, having the bye this week, a little bit extra time. I mean, you saw it last year.
I don't know. I honestly do think there's a decent chance that we see Brian Maurer starting. Maybe JT Shrout. Probably not Harrison Bailey. Maybe that's just me being a little optimistic, because I really just don't want to see Garantano start anymore. But I feel like Garantano was thrown into that Alabama game partially because, let's just, you know, get out of Dodge. Let's just play this game. Throw him out there. Let him have his last hurrah, whatever else. And then we can use this bye week to prepare and try to amend this quarterback situation.
I mean, I hope that's what they were doing. I hope.
I may be giving them too much credit.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what's going on over there. But I hope that's the case, where they just get to the bye week, give them more time to prepare, give them an extra week to get ready for Arkansas. Because, I mean, we've just countless times, I don't know how many times on this show, we've talked about JG, number two. I'm to the point, I'm done.
I have night terrors.
Huh?
Night terrors.
Night terrors? I just want, for me to have any kind of faith moving forward, I want to see somebody else at quarterback on Saturday, a week from tomorrow. You see all these other programs that are starting true freshman quarterbacks, redshirt freshman quarterbacks, just playing young players. And I feel like we do that. I feel like we're playing young players a decent amount, but for whatever reason, we just can't part ways with a guy who's been here for 5 years and has shown you that that's really all he can do. He is what he is.
We are just that's the biggest problem, I think, is we have too many people on the coaching staff making decisions that feel stubborn in certain aspects. Stubborn with the quarterback position, stubborn with your offensive identity, stubborn with your defensive identity. They want to play a line of scrimmage controlled game on both sides. They want that to be who the team is, and those are the two hardest positions to develop. So you're just getting, you know, you're still not at the point where you can win those kind of matchups week in and week out. And you see a lot of other teams, you know, they won't try to run the ball down Georgia's throat when they know that they can't yet. But we would, because that was what we want our identity to be, and we're stubborn, and we're just building there. I mean, just stuff like that. That's I feel like the biggest issue right now with, you know, some of these younger coaches or newer coaches is they need to be a little bit more flexible, and hopefully that means JG, as much as, you know, I appreciate you, you did give your all for Tennessee, but we just don't want you anymore.
Well, I mean, I hate to put it that way, but I mean, he's just not cutting it. He's just not cutting it for where Tennessee and this program needs to be. He's just not going to get you where you're trying to go. I mean, and that's I don't.
It's a sad reality.
It is. I mean,
because no one. I don't think anyone can take away from his effort, his preparation, his attempt to be a leader. And just the fact that he really does leave it all out there. He gave everything he could to be the best starting quarterback possible for the Tennessee Volunteers. And he seems like he really loves Tennessee. And as sad as it is, he is just not the guy that can get it done.
He's at least not shown it through his time here. And I'm not
he's
sure.
He's had plenty of time.
I'm
Maybe
not sure.
Maybe 6 year will be the one.
I'm not sure if his time as a starter is over. I find that hard to believe, given what we've seen, the commitment that this coaching staff has shown to him.
And it's hard to see from anything that he's shown that he's not going to stay another year. He's not going to have NFL teams banging on his door. And
I think he's going to transfer out.
Well, no, I mean, he's definitely not going to the NFL. I mean,
what is he transferring to? This whole myth of, was he going to go to Rutgers? I mean, I know everybody said that before because that's
where is he transferring to? I don't know, but there's probably a lot of places that he could transfer to.
If they've let him play this long, why the hell would he transfer for? Probably going to let him play again next year.
I don't think they will at all. I think that he knows that. I think he would definitely transfer. And
I'll believe it when I see it. I didn't think that he was going to be able to play this year past like 3 or 4 games that he would be the current starter. And here we are, so I think they might feel the same way next year.
If he is our starting quarterback next year, and he is our starting quarterback, let me start over. If he's our starting quarterback next year, but he didn't do something insane these last 5 games to earn that, then I'm just not going to watch Tennessee football anymore. I will be officially done.
Chance, do you think we have a chance a week from tomorrow to see someone else at quarterback? Or do you think they're sticking with JG through Arkansas?
I think they're going to stick with him. Maybe he has a short leash again. And he has a short pull. But I think they're going to stick with him. I just don't see it. I'm so skeptical about where they are with the quarterback position that until they pull him, I'm with you. Like, I just think that he's the guy. He's stuck being the guy.
Well, one thing we can agree with, I think there's a lot of young talent on this football team. I got a stat for you. Jalen Hyatt's 86 receiving yards against Alabama last Saturday were the most receiving yards by a Tennessee true freshman in a single game since 2015.
Who was it in 2015? Do you know?
Do not know.
Oh, oops.
That would be, I'm going to guess.
Maybe
Preston Williams would have been a freshman in,
I was going to say, he might be up there.
2015, but he only played like half the year. Jennings, would Jennings have been a true freshman in 2015?
Yes.
Jennings or Callaway?
Yes. Jennings, Callaway, or
I think so.
What's the guy that went to the Bengals?
Josh Malone.
Josh Malone?
No, he was 13 freshman.
I don't know. I don't know who it was. I just saw that stat. But it's the most receiving yards by a true freshman receiver from Tennessee since 2015, which leads me to this question. What young freshmen or just young players do you want to see more of on Saturday and kind of moving forward through the season? For Tennessee, I think Jalen Hyatt is definitely one. I think there's no reason he should not be on the field.
Yeah, I think that's obviously that's a very clear answer. Put him in the slot, let him get separation, let him open your offense up. But then, you know, another thing, I would say Malachi Wideman.
All right, hold that thought, Charlie. We're going to take a break, come back, and we'll break down that question. But first, want to tell you about our friends over at FanDuel. I've been telling you about FanDuel Sportsbook for a while now. We've been telling you about their easy-to-use app download. It's easy to use. They are going to get you $50 in free bets right when you sign up. You heard it right, $50 in site credit right when you sign up. They're America's number one sports betting site for a reason. They've got odds on all the biggest sporting events, and their simple, easy-to-use app makes it easy to find the bet that you're looking for and get it locked in. And unlike other sports books, once you win, FanDuel is going to get you your money in as little as 24 hours because it's the right thing to do. But right now, what you need to do is download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and check out the app for yourself. Sign up, register, and use promo code BLITZ so they know that we sent you to the right place, and then you will receive your $50 insight credit when FanDuel Sportsbook goes live. We are inching closer and closer to that that time every day. Again, that's promo code BLITZ to get $50 insight credit when FanDuel Sportsbook goes live. Must be 21 years or old, 21 or older, present in the state of Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. We'll take a quick break. You listen to The Blitz on Fan Run Radio. .1039 back on The Blitz. Brandon, Chance, and Charlie hanging out with you till noon. Ask you for, before the break, Charlie. Nice dance moves, by the way. Ask you before the break.
I got the moves. I got the rhythm.
Yeah. Nice. Some Tennessee youngsters that you would like to see more of.
Yeah.
Moving forward throughout the season.
I think the first and obvious answer would be Malachi Wideman. We saw him flash in his only really opportunity to play this season. We hear about him from players in practice. We hear about him from the Sunday night scrimmages. The walk-on that earned a scholarship, what's his name, like Terrence Marshall, that is transferring out?
I'm not sure.
He announced his transfer like 2 weeks ago. I think I have the name right. He did an exit interview with The Athletic, and he told David Ubin that Malachi Wideman, he really stands out at practice. I mean, he's really a stud. And at the same time, you've had Jeremy Pruitt talk week in and week out about how within the offense, these receivers have struggled to get separation consistently. Well, when you keep putting the same guys out there and nothing changes, that's on you. At some point, you got to make a change. And, you know, I like Brandon Johnson, and I like Ramel Keaton, and I like Velus Jones Jr. and all that. But, you know, according to the coaches, if they're not getting it done, maybe it's time to make a change. And you got a freshman with quick twitch abilities that runs like a 4-2, like 5, it feels like, in Jalen Hyatt. And then you have another guy in Malachi Wideman that just oozes potential athletically. I mean, he oozes it. So maybe the concern is with you know, less practice, they might make some mistakes. You know, they might run some of the wrong routes, whatever else. But we're halfway into the season now. You've had this bye week to prepare some guys more. And even if they do run the wrong route every once in a while, I'd rather have those guys out there learning and playing hard and trying to get open and probably creating a little bit more separation.
Speaking of those receivers, Charlie, Pruitt said the other day, talking about those receivers, he said, I thought yesterday Jimmy Callaway had a really good practice, and Malachi Wideman continues to get better. People just don't realize what some of these guys went through during fall camp. Mentioned some guys missed 25 straight days of camp due to COVID.
Good God.
So, I mean, Pruitt's saying the same things about Malachi Wideman, and I mean, we've seen Jalin Hyatt get on the field. I'd like to see a little bit more Jimmy Callaway. Jimmy the Jet? Or is that Holiday?
Holiday. Almost, though. It's Holiday.
Got him confused.
It was around.
The Jet.
When you said Callaway, I was like, who is Jimmy Callaway?
But, I mean, do you think that this coaching staff is maybe, or maybe it's just Pruitt, maybe a little too old school? This is just kind of my, just kind of quick, at a glance opinion, but I feel like they're a little too old school. Like,
I feel like they're too vanilla.
You got to practice, show it to me in practice. And I mean, I get that. I get the, you got to practice. You practice for a reason. But I mean, they always, what do we always hear? Oh, JG kills it in practice. Kills it in practice. And I mean, some of these guys, I mean, even though they may have missed camp, and I mean, maybe their condition, they're not in the best shape or whatever, still kind of working things out. But I mean, to me, I would rather just see talent. Just put talent on the field. Everything else will work itself out.
I think it must connect back to Nick Saban, because you hear the same thing about whoever practices better this week. It's a competition within this week. Whoever has the best practice is going to play this weekend. You don't just hear that from Jeremy Pruitt. You hear it from Kirby Smart. You hear it from Will Muschamp. You hear it from
I know it's
Saban assistants.
I mean, it's a coach thing.
It gets a little frustrating when the guys that keep practicing well keep playing poorly on Saturday. I get it. And I feel like in some aspects they are maybe a little too old school, and maybe the sense that they just
are unwilling
to adapt to personnel maybe a little bit more.
I mean, I always go back to when Dobbs was here. Apparently Dobbs sucked in practice. Couldn't do it in practice. It just wasn't there. Peterman looked good in practice.
Practice horrible.
Looked good in practice.
Practice Dobbs.
But you put him in the game and flip a switch. I mean, the guy could go out and the guy could play. And I'm not – I don't even know if we have anybody on our team like that. I don't know if Brian Maurer is that. I don't know if JT Shrout's that. I don't know if Harrison Bailey is that. I don't know. And part of that reason is we've not seen him play. You saw Brian Maurer play last year, but besides that, you've seen the other three in very limited roles so far this season. And it's just frustrating because we've seen JG countless times. And it's the same song and dance. I would just like to see someone else. Give me a youth movement. Want to see the youth.
I want to see the youth out there. It takes a village to raise a child, Brandon. I think that you talk about the youth. I want to see some more youth. I want to see something that Pruitt has been talking about, I guess, over this week is the guy from Nashville, Keyshawn Lawrence. He's apparently going to be lining up in that star position that Schamberger played very well last season, but has struggled this season in, and maybe that's because of the suspension and he wasn't out there, or maybe that's some internal conflict that he doesn't want to be on this team anymore, but he hasn't been good at that position this year, so they're going to try to work in Keyshawn Lawrence, the 4-star out of Nashville. I think that's going to be huge. If they can, and you think about that, and I heard John talking about this a little bit yesterday too. I mean, he made a good point. If you get him worked in there and he's in there this year, we talk about 3 more years of this guy at that position where he could – that, and that's a critical position in Jeremy Pruitt's defense.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to see something from him. I think the offense, of course, guys like you guys said last week after we saw what Jalin Hyatt did, I think he needs to be out in the field majority of the snaps, whether that's lined up in the slot, line him up wide. I mean, I think he needs to be our Jalen Waddle, even though he's not Jalen Waddle, but I mean, he's as close as what we've got. And then maybe Wideman too, as you guys said. And, I mean, obviously the quarterback position. I want to see Harrison Bailey, see Brian Maurer for a full game or for a full quarter at least, not just for a series. Like, don't tease us.
Have we went through a game where we have seen a whole game played by one starting quarterback that's not JG? Has that happened?
No. An entire game? No.
Yeah, not this year. I'm talking about even last year.
No.
Because Brian, like you said, JG started Florida, put Maurer in the second half. George game, Maurer scorpions himself and has to go out.
Even when Keller Chris came in that time for Alabama, he came in. He didn't start that game, right?
I can't remember that.
Or maybe
back.
No, I think maybe he did start that game. Maybe Keller Chris got him for one.
But I'm talking about the ones that we have now, Maurer, Shroud.
Yeah, yeah. Like well, none of these guys. Those guys. I was just thinking, in JG's tenure, has anybody started an entire game outside of like Dormady before he was officially named the starter? I don't know if there's since JG's been officially named starter. I don't know if there's been a guy, maybe a Keller Chris, that took an entire start away from him. But yeah, none of the guys on behind him now.
Like they've
only played in spurts or quarters or halves or series.
I don't know. I don't know what to do. I've almost given up on the quarterback position.
Until he's gone.
It's just never gonna happen. 865-546-8200 is our number if you want to get on the G3 Help Me hotlines. Anytime you ask for calls, if you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, call the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III. Visit g3helpme.com or call them at 865-558-8030. They've been serving all of East Tennessee for over 20 years. They got 20 years of experience. Let the G3 team get you the money you deserve. And that's g3helpme.com. .10:33, final segment of hour number one of the Blitz on this Halloween Eve edition of the show. I want to tell you about our good friends over at Smarter Searches. They are an award-winning digital marketing agency that combines performance and creativity for incredible results. Smarter Searches is locally owned and operated. They are Knoxville's top full-service digital marketing agency. No matter the industry, Smarter Searches has you covered for all your SEO, web design, social media management, and PPC needs. Plus, there's no outsourcing. Everything is done in-house. Appearing on Google is essential for the success of your business. Smarter Searches offers insight, strategy, and creativity to help you and your business reach your goals. They help businesses transition to a more online-focused strategy in a contact-free, touchless world. Their approach is to focus their marketing strategy around understanding your customer first, setting aggressive and attainable goals, and creating authentic marketing and advertising pieces that drive profit for your business. So check them out. Smarter Searches. Over at smartersearches.com. Getting in the mood for Halloween, as that is tomorrow. Chance, you got some Halloween costumes? Is it what it is? Top costumes for 2020?
Yeah, it's the top costume ideas for Halloween of 2020. And I'll give you some now, and then maybe we'll give you some more in the second hour.
Among
so,
Us.
So, you guys want to go from the top, or you want to go from the – this is top 50.
I want to start at the top.
Start at the top. Okay, I like it.
Pandemic Doctor.
Plague Doctor.
No. Number one.
Among Us.
Is Moira Rose costume.
Oh, Moira. I've seen a lot
from,
of...
From Schitt's Creek.
I've seen a lot of college girls dressed up as Moira, which is disappointing because she's not really attractive.
I haven't watched the show. Heard it's pretty funny, though. Heard it's good. It's number two. Sexy. Number two. Carol Baskin.
Ah.
Killed
Carol
her
Baskin.
Husband.
We're really
whacked him.
Really going anti-sexy.
Fed him the tigers. They snack
very
him.
Very disappointing.
It's 2020, Charlie.
It's happening. Carol Baskin. Number three, Joe Exotic.
I wish you
that seems like so long ago.
It does.
Really it seems like 5 years
Joe
ago.
Exotic, it's just right? March, April. Number four, a beer pong cup costume. That seems very
lame.
Lame, yeah, in my opinion.
Lame.
Number five, Bob Ross. Number six,
nice.
I'm going to take my horse to the O-Town Road, Lil Nas X. I should have been Lil Nas X.
Would you they dance for us?
I'd have been a good little Nas X. Number seven.
No pandemic doctor.
Where's plug doctor?
Number seven, Taylor Swift cardigan costume. Number eight, R.I.P. Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Number nine, Baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda, that's a good one.
Number 10 is a TikTok e-girl. I'm going to give you the first 20. Number 11, Cher from Clueless. Shout out to the 90s. Number 12, Running Forrest Gump costume. 13, Maleficent. Disney movie. 14, 80s workout. 15, a Zoom fail costume. A lot of Zoom calls.
How do you even make that a costume?
It's like pajamas. Number 16, Harley Quinn and Poison Ivy. 17, a media influencer, social media influencer.
You should dress as one of the little guys from Among Us, Charlie.
18 is Bring It On. Number 19, a banana bread baker costume. That is just weak. Yeah.
What a weird.
Yeah. And number 20, Canadian Meghan Markle.
Hey, it's James.